Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage.
7:14, and sometimes in love and marriage, you hold hands and walk in the movie theater and spend about $100 going to see a new film, which is what our good friends Joe and Cindy Farini did recently, and they're talking about it this week in their segment. Thanks for joining us, you guys.
Hey, good morning. Happy good New morning. Year.
So do you guys go to movies a lot?
In January.
Yeah, because there's nothing else to do, right?
Well, partly because there's nothing else to do, and partly because a lot of the good movies are out.
Yeah.
And then you get to see what's kind of coming up for the Academy Awards.
So, Joe, first question for you. Who gets to pick the movie that Joe and Cindy Farini go to?
Well, actually, I get to do it.
Are you lying on the radio?
No. Honestly, I developed a top 10 list.
Atta
and
guy.
Then I review it with Cindy, and then we kind of, you know, itemize it, you know, 1 through 10, which one we want to see first. And
so
Cindy's
scientific,
part of that selection
Dad.
Process.
You're like, I itemize our list, strategize, which would be best.
I graph it out.
Yeah, write a graph.
But it sounds like Cindy can take your number one and bump it down to number 10 if she'd like.
Yeah, that's okay. I'm
see,
fine with that.
There it is. I knew you'd nail it, bro. That's what I would do.
Well, the nice thing is we really enjoy seeing movies, but we both don't mind seeing a movie that the other enjoys, even though like maybe I don't enjoy one and he does. I'll still go see it.
Yeah.
But you guys saw one recently, right, that you both loved?
We did.
Yeah.
We saw them. Well, first of all, we saw Darkest Hour. That was very good.
Wait, Mom,
would love that one.
Hold on, Mom. Really quick question. Are you like in a robotic room or something? You sound like you're like, burr, burr, burr. Can you maybe go someplace where there's more carpeting?
Yeah.
There you go. You already sound better. Great. Okay.
I think just because I was too close to Dad. Okay.
Nice.
There we go. All right. Okay. I'll see you later.
See you.
Okay.
Great.
You know, I heard it, but I couldn't tell if you heard it too. All right. So anyway, we saw Darkest Hour, and that was excellent, especially if you like to if you like history. And so I enjoyed it based upon the fact that, you know, Joe could get me sort of where I needed to be to understand it. But the movie that we really, really loved and were totally unprepared for was the movie Wonder.
Okay.
And I needed my sweater for my tears and my nose because I had nothing to wipe all my tears, and we just slobbered through the movie. Not everyone did, but I think we did partially because the boy in the movie, whose name is Augie, is special in that he has a cranial facial deformity. And so it starts off, you know, just with what kind of changes he was going to be having in his own life, and just really how it affected his whole family, not just this change of going to school from being homeschooled to going to school, but it just really spoke to us in our life with having a son with special needs and daughters mm-hmm. who have, you know, grown up with that. And so it just taught us some very, very good lessons.
Aww.
Well, what were some of the big takeaways for you, especially knowing that you've dealt with a child with special needs and raised him?
Well, thanks. I think I can say that this movie pretty much blindsided us. We knew we were going to go in. We thought we were going to see a nice family picture and so on. But when we got into the movie, we really were taken by just the impact of what this special need had on the marriage and on the family and outside extended relationships as well. But the movie is, for me, reinforced just the obvious of the need to stay strong with one another as a husband and wife, and then stay strong as a family as well. And now what I'd like to do is maybe break it down as a married couple, and that is when you're in any type of a difficult situation, as this couple found themselves with Augie, you just can't go around blaming each other for the difficult times that you're going through. You know, you just need to really just reinforce the importance of supporting one another, encouraging one another, working as a team, and be transparent with one another as well. I mean, that was one thing that came across in the movie that I wasn't real didn't care for, but I think Cindy just said it was for comic relief. But the husband, you know, he many times would say that he was a little intimidated by the wife because she was such an overpowering woman.
Who was Julia Roberts?
Which it was, yes,
yeah.
And she can be that. But for as a husband watching, on this discussion time, I could see that maybe that wasn't the best of relationships to have. We're supposed to be striving for transparent relationships and moving towards oneness in our marriage. And so for me, that was one of the takeaways for the movie. But overall, I would say 99% of this movie was just an incredible journey into our own lives as we began to relate to what was going on in that movie. And the difference here is that Augie was a very bright young man. He was very, very smart. And so we got it. Glimpse into Augie's life and how he related to when people would look at him and make faces at him and talk behind his back. And those are things that Joey, our son, cannot relate to because he's not mentally able to do those types of things. So what we do, what we find ourselves having done over the last 36 years is that we have taken on what Augie has been experiencing. And so that when people do look at our son the way they look at him as we walk through the malls or whatever, it's us taking on what Augie was feeling because Joey he doesn't see that.
All of us.
And so, exactly. I mean, I'm just talking as a married couple now, sure. But clearly as a family, it is so important. And Kathleen, you can speak to this better than I can at this point. I mean, you know firsthand that the devastation, what happens when people stare at your brother the way they do or say things about him. And so I think it's so important that at the heart of this movie is just the core importance of building strong relationships in your marriage and strong relationship with your family as well.
Do you guys remember we were sitting on a – this happened twice, I think, on one trip. We were on a like a shuttle to get through the airport and – Christina and I were sitting across from another set of siblings who were staring at Joey, and Christina and I just like stared at this family and we're like, can we help you? Do you remember that?
I do remember that. I remember a few of those occasions.
Another one was an elevator. I remember that. We're like, hello.
Yes.
What are you seeing? What are you looking at? And then they feel silly, you know?
But. Exactly. Well, you know, those are the kinds of things where I feel, just to add to Joe, what Joe was saying, I think we have each other's backs, you know, as a married couple.
Right.
I feel like we have cried together. We have laughed together. Sometimes you have to laugh about certain things.
Definitely.
Other people cannot laugh about the same things that you have permission to laugh about because you're living it. But so I feel like, you know, our family has learned to, take each moment and take that moment for what it's worth. And that whole thing of laughing, crying, and growing together. And in this movie, and sometime we'll have a chance just one-on-one, you and Christina and then us to chat about this and even your husbands. But, you know, just to really recognize, you know, what each person has gone through or what each person is going through as it relates to this in your marriage and in your family. One of the things in one of the opening scenes, there's one of the teachers, his name's Mr. Brown, and it says on his blackboard, it says, Mr. Brown's September precept, and that's sort of the gist of the movie, and that is, when given the choice between being right or being kind, choose kind. And I feel like the whole message of this movie was really, it really was giving grace to another person, and you know, it wasn't really a Christian movie, but it certainly had some Christian undertones in that, you know, we all want to be valued. We all want to be welcomed by other people. And so there's an importance there of really showing kindness to each other. And there was another quote in the movie. It says, sometimes you don't have to be mean to hurt someone. And I just think how very true that is, not just in our situation, but in many situations where people aren't really trying to understand what you're going through. Mm-hmm. And that can be very hurtful.
Well, this has been very helpful. And now I'd love to go out and see this movie. And if folks want to get connected to you too, what's the best way to do that?
Well, the best way would be through our website, which would be joefarini.com or cindyfarini.com. Or if you want to go, we'd love to have you come on Facebook to My Marriage Matters. We'll have a little video later on, and we'll be posting this, thanks to Ron and your team there. We'll be posting this broadcast on Tuesday morning on that My Marriage Matters page. And we just want to wish you all there a happy new year. We know it's a little bit into the year now, but happy new year.